Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Aplik reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Next Tuesday, April 1st, Wisconsin will have one of the most consequential elections ever. Wisconsin voters will select a replacement for retiring Wisconsin Supreme Court Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Our choices are between Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford, considered a liberal, and Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel, who has a conservative reputation. The court has had a 4-3 liberal majority since late 2023 when Janet Protasiewicz was seated. Thus, if Crawford wins, the court will remain 4-3 liberal. If Schimmel wins, the court will flip to a 4-3 conservative majority. Significant cases dealing with religious freedom, pro-life laws, election integrity, and more have reached the Wisconsin Supreme Court within the past 18 months since the court flipped to a liberal majority. In 2016, Wisconsin Catholic Charities became entangled in a legal mess when it applied to the state to be exempt from having to pay taxes into the state's unemployment system, as most religious organizations tend to be exempt from such state laws across the nation, as is the case typically here in the Badger State. However, the charity's exemption application was rejected by the state of Wisconsin on the grounds that Catholic Charities' activities, like assisting the elderly, disabled, and low-income individuals, were not religious per se. The case eventually landed at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court stunningly ruled in favor of the state in what many critics judged to be a clear activist decision. The decision was 4-3 with the liberal majority ruling against Catholic Charities, essentially saying that the state will determine what constitutes religious activity for religious organizations and ministries, a frightening thought to say the least. The case is now before the U.S. Supreme Court. The court is also heavily involved in the future of preborn lives in Wisconsin. When Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court in June 2022, Wisconsin's pre-existing law banning abortions resumed, immediately saving the lives of babies here. Wisconsin's Liberal Attorney General Josh Call then challenged that pre-Roe law, and this past November, the state Supreme Court held oral arguments in the case, following a Dane County judge wrongly determining that the statute does not apply to abortions, but rather to infanticide. We're still awaiting a ruling on this case, but linked to it is a request from AG Call for the court to also determine if there is a so-called right to abortion in our state constitution. The court has also accepted a case from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin seeking the same constitutional outcome. Of note is that Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin advocates have endorsed Susan Crawford in this race. The state Supreme Court has also had and will likely continue to have an enormous impact on our state elections. Last year, the court was complicit in new state legislative maps being ordered prior to the fall 2024 election. These maps favored Democrats, which resulted in Republicans having their majorities in both the Assembly and the Senate significantly narrowed. It is highly likely, especially if the Liberal candidate wins this spring, that the court will consider a case that would result in new congressional district maps. Should such maps go into play for the 2026 midterm elections, they could result in outcomes that flip control of the U.S. House from conservative to liberal, thereby thwarting President Trump's agenda. In 2022, the then-conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court banned ballot drop boxes on the heels of widespread allegations of voter fraud in the 2020 elections. Then, in 2024, under a liberal majority, the court reversed its 2022 decision just 1 month ahead of Wisconsin's August primary election, saying the earlier ruling was, quote, unsound in principle, end quote. Once again, the vote was 4-3, with the liberals voting in lockstep. And just last month, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that voter vans, mobile units that traveled around the city of Racine issuing absentee ballots on the spot ahead of the 2022 elections, were indeed acceptable. Many believe these voting vans are an egregious abuse of the law. Hardly surprising, the liberal justices prevailed with a 4-3 vote. Clearly, who is on the Wisconsin Supreme Court matters. Wisconsin voters have the crucial opportunity to significantly impact the future of religious freedom, pro-life laws, election integrity, and much more by showing up to the polls on April 1st. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Aplik reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Aplik, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.